Hi. This week the question is, should the communion be transported to the sick? The answer to this question is simply no. Let me explain why. Transporting the communion to sick people who were unable to attend worship services is an innovation of uninspired men, but is not found in Scripture. The word communion is a compound word of common and union. It means to share together. The Lord's Supper is called communion in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16, because Christians share together a single loaf of unleavened bread in memory of the Lord's body, and they share together a single cup containing fruit of the vine in memory of the Lord's blood, which ratified the new covenant. Sharing together these elements requires coming together. Notice in Acts chapter 20, verse 7, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 33 and 34, the Bible says, "Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come." All of these passages show that communion requires a coming together with other Christians in an assembly on the first day of each week. Transporting the communion to people at their homes defeats the very purpose of communion. The Lord acted out the very first communion service so that Christians would know exactly how it should be done. In that very first communion service, all of the disciples were participating and assembled together, and they ate the bread and drank from the cup together. The Scriptures are absolutely silent about observing the communion in some other way. We have no authority from the Lord to alter the divine pattern for communion. And furthermore, we're warned in Scriptures about changing the divine pattern for worship. In Matthew 15, verse 9, the Bible says, "In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." If anyone begins to alter the worship service which God commanded in Scripture, their worship becomes vain or useless. If we want God to be honored, and if we want God to be pleased with our worship, then we must follow the instructions that He has given. When people are too sick to assemble for worship, God excuses them for not eating the Lord's Supper, Matthew 12, verse 7. God does not expect the impossible out of people. He does not condemn people who are too sick to come to worship. However, if people willfully choose to stay away from the assembly, they sin, and God does hold them guilty of not honoring and glorifying Him. In Hebrews 10, verse 25, Christians are clearly told not to forsake the assembly of the church, that is, the Lord's Day assembly, Acts 20 and verse 7. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.